Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
I do want to talk about InvestFest because there is a business lesson here. And I feel like there's valuable information.
What camera are we looking at?
In this.
You need it?
Well, we can if you're interested.
If I'm inclined.
Yes. So let me just quickly go down this lane. I can't go everybody's name, guys. Sorry, because it's too many names. But
shout out to everybody.
We have Justin Phillips. We got Brandon Rule. We got Ronnie Brown. We got Corey from Support Black Colleges. Our friend Caleb Silver, Selena Hill, Jamel King, The God Show, Jamal Bowman, Congressman Jamal Bowman, by the way. Of course, we have the legendary Angie Martinez. We have Joy Taylor. We have Don Peebles III. That's the son who's running the operations right now. John Hope Bryant, Mike Rashid, John Sally, Jermaine Dupri, Ja Rule, legendary performance.
Really?
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Ja Rule karaoke. That's my favorite karaoke. Matthew Garland, Junior Bridgman.
Hey.
He's on his way to become a billionaire, if you don't know his story. Ray Lewis, my brother Terrence J. Michael Novogratz, he's a billionaire, guys.
Check.
Jada Chavez,
Chiefs.
Sorry. Ari Fletcher, the legendary Ari Fletcher. Ian Dunlap, of all people.
You may have heard of him. You may have heard of him.
Of all people.
Y'all. Perhaps.
Steve Stout.
The commissioner.
The commissioner, Rich Paul.
y'all in for one.
It's a treat. Hell of a lineup.
Now you in for a treat.
19 Keys, Earn Your Leisure will be in the building. Jeezy. Yes.
Hey.
Motivation
on the bottom of the mat.
Closing the show with legendary performance.
Hot Cheetos will be in the building.
Of course, the big dog, Steve Harvey, is back. But here's the interesting. Here's the interesting. So the two headliners, Sean Combs, Diddy, and Robert Smith. So I just want to talk about the power of relationships and really, because, you know, I talk about this relationship thing a lot. So Diddy, here's the story with Diddy. Diddy, icon in the game, a billionaire, resume goes for itself, right? He doesn't really talk a lot. If you've noticed, he hasn't really done a lot of, and most of his interviews are mostly like The Breakfast Club where he's promoting an album, or like he hasn't really, I've never seen him do a sit down conversation about business. And there's been a lot of questions about business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is something that he knows it has to happen.
Yeah.
And we've been kind of communicating for a while about what the best time to make this happen. But I want to tell the story about how this happened because it's very important. So we've been trying to link with Diddy for a long time. A lot of mutual friends, of course, our Revolt family, tried to get him for InvestFest last year. Didn't work out. And we finally met him. We finally met him last year, Art Basel weekend. We went to his house, spent a couple hours with him, and just chopped it up. And he gave me his number. And he said, if y'all have any issue with Revolt, anything, like, hit me personally. And I texted him the next day, like, yo, thanks for hospitality. And that was in December. And I didn't say anything to him ever again until 4 months later. And then I just woke up randomly. I said, you know what? Diddy needs to be at InvestFest. Sent him a message, sent him a video, and said, we need you there. 20,000 people, Atlanta. It's for the culture. It's needed. He hit me right back within 30 seconds. Said, I'm in. Start working with the team. The reason why I'm telling you this story is because I didn't abuse the privilege to have his number. I didn't abuse it. Right? I didn't abuse it.
That's a value.
It's a good lesson.
I didn't say, hey, I need reservations at Carbone.
Giving you my number.
Who better, Biggie or Tupac?
Yeah. I didn't say, hey, bro, like, can we play basketball? Can I go on your yacht? No. I waited.
What club we at tonight?
I waited for it to make sense. I waited for a value add proposition because InvestFest is a value add to him as well. It's a legacy for him, right? It's an opportunity for him to speak and to clear up any issues that people may have of him, and to give information,
yeah,
and to share information, and to really chronicle his journey of 30 years and how he started as a paper boy and became a billionaire, right? And he saw the value in that.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you meet people, know when to ask for something. Because sometimes you only get one request. It's like a genie.
Yeah.
Sometimes you only get one.
It may not happen again.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And if you blow that one, now it's over.
Yeah. Great. Can you do something? Can you do something?
What's that?
I want you to talk about the energy because it came in as three voice notes. I want.
Yeah. I want to blow.
Hold on. I want to paint this picture. I'm gonna go back to the solo. So we were in the hotel. Our rooms were across from each other, and you're like, "Yo, come to my room right now. You gotta come." He just left a message. I said, all right, cool. I want to paint this picture because it was three voice notes. I want you to talk about the energy that he had when he was speaking about the importance of this
moment. Well, it's a surreal moment for me because if anybody chronicles us, like when we did the MSG show, we came out to Hate Me Now and had the minx on, and that was inspired by Nas and Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I call Diddy Black Caesar because, like, that's what he embodies. So, you know, just like I said, a couple years ago, we was just watching people on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like a personal number, and he sent me voice notes. Like, it's just kind of a surreal situation sometimes. So it was just crazy that he responded so quickly, and he responded in detail. It was like a 3-minute note, a 2-minute note, a 1-minute note. And he pretty much was saying that, you know, he was like, yo, I'm a billionaire, bro. It's not about that. I need to get a message across to make other people successful. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm at a point in my life now where God has chosen me to reach other people. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, it's not about me making the most money and me becoming, you know, a 10-time billionaire. When you become a billionaire, I mean, you already won.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, yo, I want to do this. I want to do it in the most impactful way possible. I don't even want to make it about me. I really want to make the message of, like, this is now or never. And he talked about the wealth gap. He's breaking down the stats to me on voice note. He's saying how,
with,
like,
passion, though.
Yeah, not for sure. He's talking about how, you know, it's 1% of the wealth, and we had 1% of the wealth when we just came out of, you know, chattel slavery, and nothing's really changed. Mm-hmm. And he's like breaking down the information as far as, you know, how much money advertisers go to Black companies, and how there's a lack of Black, you know, infrastructure and the media, and da 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 da. Like, this, like, obviously he's a very intelligent person. Mm-hmm. I think people kind of get it confused because, you know, you might see him as a personality, and he's dancing and he's having a good time, and he's actually very informed. Mm-hmm. And he's having this conversation with me over voice note, and it's just like a surreal moment because I'm like, yo, we about to interview Diddy at Investment. It just started 3 years ago. And on the third year, it's like we got a conversation with Diddy and then Robert Smith.
Yeah.
The richest, he's the richest Black person in American history. Somebody that's worth $8 billion, like, you know, to have the opportunity to come to an event with all Black people in Atlanta. Like, who does that? Like, that's never been done.
Yeah, the reason I was...
The same day?
Yeah, that's... When you told me, I was like,
bro, he ended the note with, yo, the time is now. Time is now. And as fate would have it, the message expired.
That's what made me so excited about it was his level of enthusiasm. I think it's a great lesson that you guys can touch on, too. It's like to reach for the people at the top. Because it's interesting. Same when, like, when we was trying to get Floyd... There was another gentleman we were trying to get for Madison Square. He didn't want to do it. Shout out to you. I love you dearly. Floyd's team was like, bad. Cool. So imagine, like, people who are way higher, they reply a lot faster, give a clear answer. But his enthusiasm behind being excited about, like, closing that wealth gap. And you were playing me that voice note when we was in L.A., I was like, damn, he's really tapped in, has done his research, and wants to give more information, which I thought was absolutely incredible. So that's why I was so excited.
You said something that was very insightful, and that's one of the last things I'll say about this. You said something that was very insightful just now, where you said, and this is so true, and this is on every level. Yeah. It's like, we were trying to get in touch with Diddy for over 2.5 years, and these are good people. There's no disrespect to, like, these are really good people. They had great intentions. The people at Revolt, the people at Ciroc, the people at Deleon, the people at Combs Enterprises. Like, these are people that know him personally. And we sending messages to them to get to him. And it never had. It's so difficult. Booking agents, it's so difficult to get to him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's extremely difficult. Met him in person. It's extremely easy.
Easy.
Like, I've had multiple conversations with him after that. Now, like now it's like I could just hit him. He could hit me. Like, you'd be surprised how the hard part is getting to the person. Yep. This goes back to why exposure is so important. I put a post up when we was in the fight, and we'll talk about that, like, at the end of the show, but met a lot of people at the fight. But it's like, this is why you have to find a way to get close to the people that you want to connect with. And it's not always an A-list celebrity. It could be your local real estate agent. It could be, you know, a real estate mogul, somebody that's in stock, somebody that works on Wall Street, somebody that's in construction. You got to find a way to get close. And that's why these events are so powerful, because it's like the odds of you not meeting somebody is almost impossible.
Absolutely.
If you're in a room with 20,000 people, How do you not meet somebody of value? That's almost impossible, right?
By mistake.
Especially 20,000 people that pay that's there in the summer to learn about business and financial literacy. Mm-hmm. It's not like you at Freaknik. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is something. No. I'm just saying.
Freaknik stays this year or next?
A lot of valuable people were at Freaknik.
So it's like, now that's so crazy, though. Like, and that's crazy how life works. Like, it's easy to get. Once you get to that point, now it becomes so much easier. The hard part is to get in the room. But once you're in the room, now it's like, oh, Rich Paul, what's up? Hey, oh, that's LeBron right there. Like,
hey, Ben Horowitz.
Hey.
How you doing? It's the same thing we always say, man. It's not the right place. It's not the right place at the right time. It's the right place all of the time. This is why you see us everywhere all of the time, because there's always something happening. By mistake, we were sitting next to people. It was just like, oh, you do this? Oh, wait, hey, I have this gold refinery. I want to talk to you guys about it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's set up a call. Hey, I have this semiconductor company. I want to talk to you about it. Interesting. Let's set up. Just by walking around, let alone the people who you saw at the fight, there are millionaires and billionaires that are just sitting in the crowd, and you have no idea who they are.
Who they are.
That's why you have to be in the right place all the time.
So, yeah. I just want to say before we finish, I definitely want to thank everybody that's on the bill, every single person. Yes. But I definitely want to thank Diddy and Robert Smith, because let's just be honest, they don't have to do it. And they're doing it. And that's something that, like I said, to have the richest black person, here's the crazy thing about it. There's only 10 black billionaires in America.
Yep.
Four of them have been or will be at InvestFest, from Don Peebles to Tyler Perry to Diddy to Robert Smith. And we have the richest black person in American history. And Robert Smith is the third, I think the third or the second richest black person in the world. Mm-hmm. Like,
and
I don't think we should minimize, like, we have the second richest black person in the world.
Yeah.
Coming to InvestFest,
and other conferences cannot get him.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when's the, like, if you don't come to InvestFest, you, God bless.
We talked about billionaires, right? But like, and we told people, like, if you don't know who Junior Bridgman is,
no, he's one of the ones.
Like, in a year or two, we're gonna be like, oh, Junior,
$600 million, I believe his
net. I think he's up to $700 right now.
And so Mike Novogratz is
a billionaire too. But I'm just saying,
$7 billion.
He is. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, African. Like, so if we said there's 10, like 11, it's probably going to be in the building.
I mean, approximately. And
think about SH in terms of what his trajectory is looking like. You're talking about, there goes another one. So there's a bunch of billionaires that are going to be in the situation.
And we're working on something.
We got a few other surprises
for Ian. I don't want to announce everything, like all of the line, like as far, the lineup has been announced, but how the lineup comes together and who's what, who and what the combination, and there's more people that we're actually working on.
Yeah.
So Ian had a legendary run first 2 years, and it becomes difficult to even think about how you can top these things.
Those performances.
But I think that
you got a chance.
Some of the brightest minds, and these are like not the brightest minds like on the internet. Like, this ain't no disrespect. This ain't no internet. This is real. Like, this is real. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't want
to talk. Like I kept saying, don't call me no influencer. I'm just influential.
I don't want to talk about it. But Ian Dunlap will be with some of the most influential people in the world on stage at InvestFest.
Yes.
Because
yes,
why would tickets. He? Why would he not be? Get your tickets now, ladies and gentlemen. A weekend to remember.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. Mic drop.
Bag drop.
Earners, what's going on? Listen, EYLU is relaunching, revamping, retooling. That's right, we're creating a new educational experience that's more expansive. Shari, tell them what we got.
Yes, 2023. We got a lot in store, a lot planned for you guys.
So you know that EYLU already includes monthly financial planning calls with me, book club calls with Troy.
real estate calls with MG the Mortgage Guy, access to the Home Buying Blueprint Volume 1 and Volume 2. Part of the revamp will include 27 local chapters from across the United States, live interactive teaching, hands-on, not just pre-recorded videos, plus 15 brand new curriculums.
The biggest just got bigger.
Head over to EYLUniversity.com. That's EYLUNIVERSITY.com. See you there.